A glacier-fed stream winds through central Washington's Goat Rocks Wilderness. It makes for some great bull trout habitat. But one thing stands in the way, an impassable dam. Biologists have spent many summer days catching the trout and carrying them around the dam. But EarthFix reporter Courtney Flatt tells us all that work could be for naught.
A chilly pool of water forms at the base of Clear Creek Dam in Washington's Cascade Mountains. Somewhere, hiding in the depths of the water, are several bull trout. They've migrated up this creek and are hoping to make it to cooler waters at higher elevations. But they're out of luck.
They're just stuck down here.
In their way is a big slab of concrete. This dam was built in 1914. Its reservoir, Clear Lake, is a recreation area where kids with disabilities or terminal illnesses can spend carefree summer days. Jeff Thomas is a biologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. He's worked to help these threatened fish for nearly two decades.
Spend a lot of hours with these fish.
Oh, yeah. Hundreds and hundreds. I wonder how many times we've driven up this road when we were coming up the Titan Canyon. I think it's probably the most traveled road in my life.
It's a bumpy Forest Service road along the North Fork of the Titan River. You can see the dam spillway just around the bend. Two fish ladders at the spillway weren't built properly, and so they're useless for giving fish passage to waters above the dam.
It's just really, really violent hydraulics, and they just can't make it up it under any condition.
Thomas helped discover this population. He led a snorkeling team up a rugged river, searching for any signs fish were reproducing there.
These fish are just big and colorful, and they're just cool.
Thomas has fished, waded, and swam in these waters to help these bull trout to better habitat.
There's been very few days when I didn't want to go to work.
He's so invested in this run that he's putting off his retirement after a federal hiring freeze could mean his job won't be replaced. That could endanger this bull trout run he spent most of his time trying to save. Thomas says it's worth the extra work if that will keep his legacy from disappearing in this basin. Moving these fish is a lot of work. It's something he'd like to see someone else take over, until there's funding to build better fish passage.
So I kind of consider it my population.
Some of his population is stuck on one side of this impassable dam. Other fish are spawning in the cold, glacier-fed water above Clear Lake. Bull trout don't migrate out to sea like salmon. Migratory bull trout spend time in lakes but swim upstream to spawn in cool, clean water where they were born. This run of fish, if they move downstream, can't get back.
And with global warming, it's important that we allow these fish to get to these cold water refugia, or they'll disappear.
Funding for a better fish ladder is in the works. There's a possibility to tie it to a regional water plan that's working to improve future water access for fish, agriculture, and cities. But that's a long ways off. So, for now, federal and state fish biologists move them by hand. For the past few years, their main tools have been rods and reels. This year, they're upping their game. Pat Monk is a fish biologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. He's got an air pump inflating a small boat.
It's called a cataract.
Picture an inflatable raft with oars. Monk stands on the front of the raft with a net.
They get their teeth tangled in them, and then they get all freaked out and they start to like roll around and stuff.
After spending a few hours catching eight fish, the biologists begin to take DNA samples, measure the length of each fish,
6 to 1,
and inspect them for any identifying marks.
This is just a stopgap measure, you know. The fish need to be able to move on their own timing.
It's a lot of effort for a few fish, but it's an effort they say is well worth it. The biologists say they've made a big difference in the number of fish making it to cooler waters beyond the dam. I'm Courtney Flatt at Clear Creek Dam.